I'm Deborah J.M. Smith of InformingChristians.com with something for you to think about. Boston, Massachusetts, the mayor there is actually bullying a businessman. He wrote a very, I say, harassing letter to the owner of Chick-fil-A. The owner, Dan Cathy, of that restaurant chain, you may recall, he's who came out, use the word came out, that's kind of funny. It's funny, it's not funny, ha-ha, it's funny like ironic, because we're being pushed in the closet. So it's just interesting how things hit. I mean, I'm not in the closet, but Christians on a whole are being pushed in the closet to keep silent. Shh, don't say anything. And this business owner came out to a Baptist news source and let it be known that the rumors were true, that he actually is guilty as charged, that he is pro-family, that he has had the nerve to give his money, some of his own money, to pro-family organizations who fight the homosexual agenda. Anyway, so he comes out and lets this be known that the rumors, those nasty rumors of him being a good godly man, were true. And apparently Dan Cathy has plans of building a Chick-fil-A restaurant there in Boston. And, well, this has just really ticked the mayor off there. And he wrote him a nasty letter, a rude, harassing, bully letter that said it would be an insult to homosexuals and to the city of Boston's, quote, long history of expanding freedom to have a Chick-fil-A restaurant there. And he urged Dan Cathy to, quote, back out of his plans to locate in Boston. Yeah, this is the mayor acting like a doggone thug. All right, like a mob thug. Hey, you better back out of your plans from building one here in Boston. You catching what I'm saying, huh? You picking up on what I'm laying down, huh? You know, someone should just flick that dude on the forehead. I'll bet he'd go crying home to mommy. All right, anyway, there is a 24-hour hotline phone number for Boston. I called it. I talked to a man there. He wasn't very happy with me. He was all he could do to be polite. I just let him know how wrong this was. Anyway, give him a call. I mean, it's a 24-hour hotline. They got to get a little lonely at night, okay? 617-635-4500. Give him a call. Tell the mayor that he needs to apologize and then welcome Dan Cathy to his city. Honestly, if the mayor really wants to expand freedom, he needs to understand that harassing those who disagree with him is not the way to go about it. I'm Deborah J.M. Smith of InformingChristians.com, also known as DeborahJMSmith.com. Thank you for listening.